Hilliard Lyons is proud to become a part of Baird, a trusted financial services firm that shares our commitment to the community. I'm Jeff Main, branch manager with Hilliard Lyons. You can learn more about Baird and our new partnership at HilliardToBaird.com.
Every Big Show Friday, we check in with the City of Bloomington's volunteer network, and it is our great friend Lucy Shake. Lucy, good afternoon. How are you on this first Friday of June?
Good afternoon. I'm doing well.
And as we move along here over the last couple of months, things are starting to, I don't want to say relax. We hope not on the social distancing or physical distancing part or washing your hands part, but we've seen some businesses get back to perhaps 50% and maybe some other organizations that are starting to spread their wings a little bit more. Where are we in response to COVID-19 from a volunteer angle? Are you seeing more opportunities develop since we are starting to move forward?
Slowly but surely. I just had a survey go out to our partner organizations at the Volunteer Network asking them, you know, when and how are they going to be reopening over the course of the summer. Many of them are open now to volunteers, but a lot of the volunteers have been with the agency for a while now. So the other thing is over half of them will be under 50% capacity and many under 25% of their full capacity. So they're starting slowly, testing those protocols and new procedures. And then as things, you know, evolve in terms of public health and those processes become more normalized at the agencies, they'll start to increase the volunteer engagement.
Well, and speaking of public health, there's a blood donation drive, easy for me to say, coming up a little bit later this month. Tell me who we're looking for to help put this on. We always know, I don't think we've ever had a surplus of blood, have we?
You know, sometimes during disaster, people will show up and we'll have a good supply, but it doesn't last forever. You can't put that in the freezer and it will be there for years and years. The big drive was back in, I believe, early April. That blood will be expiring by the end of June. So there's going to be a big blood donation drive at the convention center on June 23rd to make sure that those levels stay up at a place that's going to be safe for our community to be ready for whatever comes health-wise. So June 23rd, between 10 and 3 at the Monroe Convention Center, they're going to have all of the safety and health protocols in place. You can sign up online for your appointment. You do need to wear a mask, but you are eligible for a $5 Amazon gift card as well when you sign up for this or any drive between June 1st and June 30th.
And the one thing that we have to remember and remind everybody, which isn't completely out of line these days, you need an appointment. So make sure that you get on that to schedule your time so there aren't people lined up in a big queue, hopefully standing 6 feet away. So that's just part of kind of the normal that we're going to have to create moving forward. And you can find that appointment at 1-800-RED-CROSS, and you must wear a mask if you are donating. Now, Middleway House, they have some pre-service training. Tell me what that means and how we can help Middleway.
Yeah, I think we talked about this earlier, but this will be their first online new volunteer training coming up June 13th. As you know, Middleway House has a comprehensive pre-service training. So before you can do anything with Middleway House, you need to be really oriented to what they do, how they do it, the values that they carry in terms of working with people who've experienced domestic violence. So that training is 8 hours long. It's from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on a Saturday, again, June 13th. But you can do this one from your home or whatever location that you will be in when you're Zooming this orientation. So that will, you can sign up for that so you can get that Zoom link. And I think we're pretty, most people are pretty good at doing this now, you know, connecting somewhere. You don't necessarily have to have a camera, so you can do that with your phone if you need to. But they have many people who present during this orientation, and it's really good just as a good overview as well for the issue of domestic violence and understanding what is happening in our community and throughout the nation.
Lucy Shake joins us every Friday. She is the City of Bloomington's Volunteer Network Director in the Bloomington Symphony Orchestra. They are looking to grow its committee members, and Bloomington Symphony Orchestra has been around for, what, about 50 years or so? They're cruising along, so this is an established organization.
They sure are. And I heard from Donna Lafferty at the BSO. She said they've never stopped. They've kept going because, you know, you can practice in your own space. We've seen a lot of these collaborations via Zoom or any of these web links where people can play music together. So they are continuing on. They've never stopped this whole springtime, but they're looking for some planning, some education outreach, marketing help with their board. So they want you to join a committee. If you're willing to, and I imagine a lot of these meetings are going to be online as well for a little bit longer. If you're willing to meet and help plan, like we said, those next 50 years of the BSO, they're looking for you right now.
And as we move through all of this new normal, COVID-19 changing the way we do a lot of things here, we know that people might be skeptical in the sense, well, I don't know if I want to be around groups to volunteer or anything else. But there are many ways, Lucy, we can get involved literally from the comforts of our own home.
Yes, there we have lots of portable projects that you can do, including the mask making project, virtual opportunities where you can engage from your own home. We have a list of those online as well. And then, of course, if you're interested in maybe supporting the nonprofits through cash or material donations, that's a great way to, you know, show your support right now and in the future for our nonprofit community.
And Lucy, where can we find all these opportunities and all these places to make in-kind donations?
So everything is collected online at bloomingtonvolunteernetwork.org. Makes it real simple. We have a link to our COVID response hub there as well. So if you're looking for something specifically in response to the issues around the COVID shelter in place or some of the issues that have come up out of that, food and shelter opportunities, you can look there. And then, of course, the wish list.
And you can find that all on the comforts of the internet, but you also will pick up the phone and help people.
Yes, they can give me a call anytime at, well, not anytime, during working hours.
There you go. The internet's open all the time, but the phone, we do have some limits.
Yeah, 812-349-3433. Give me a call and I'll help navigate to what you need.
Outstanding, Lucy. Got big plans for the weekend?
I don't. I think stay cool, maybe.
That's
my plan.
Nice and warm here as spring is starting to turn into summer, and we've got a very warm one today. So if you're out and about a little bit later, stay cool, and we'll get caught up with you next Friday.
Thanks so much, Glass.
Lucy Shake, the City of Bloomington's Volunteer Network Director, checking in with us here on a Friday afternoon. Rod Holloway from Comprehensive Financial Consultants follows next.